I'm amazed by what we can do with technology and media. It is just such an amazing tool. However, we are not computers. We are not the internet. We are not social media. We are flesh and blood and soul and raw human being. And in order to make our work mean something and make it more impactful, we've got to tap into that human element of creating. And that requires us to be human beings sometimes and walk away. And welcome to the Weekly Parody. Each week we study the mindset of unconventional leaders. We are here to empower you to step up, use your voice, and make a difference in this world. Hey there, welcome to today's episode. My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. It is the day after Christmas. If you are listening to this when it is released, it is December 26. Christmas is over. Holla. And I'm the only person who gets excited that Christmas is over. And it's not that I don't like Christmas. I just love New Year's. I'm one of those people. Oh my goodness. I love the ball dropping. I love the countdown. I love New Year's. I act like a crazy person on New Year's. It's my absolute favorite holiday. So when Christmas is over, it means it's New Year's time. And that's when the real party starts. But I know I'm the strange one. Normally on Wednesdays, we have an interview or a throwback episode or something other than me talking to you. But I wanted to take today to talk to you about guilt-free rest. And what you can accomplish when you rest. Doesn't that sound strange? What can I accomplish by resting? If you are anything like me, and you probably are if you are listening to this, you are a visionary, you are a big picture person. There are so many things in the world that you want to do and accomplish, and your brain is just like bling, 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 bling all the time. And it's such a cool thing, and I love it. And I love people like that, so you know, me and you could kick it for sure. But one of the downsides to our personality, I mean, I know there are a few, but let's just talk about this one, is it's really hard to rest and take time off without guilt, without just feeling like you're less than, feeling that you're doing something wrong. And it's crazy because I know normal people, not that we're not normal, but most people don't really struggle with vacations and taking a day off and all that. They're like, hot dog, it's time to leave. You know, they're like bouncing out of the office and all that. But if you're an entrepreneur or a leader and you're building your own thing, there is not a time you clock in and out. It is like an ongoing life thing. And it's really hard for me to draw lines between life and work because I don't view my work as work. I view it as part of my life. And I'm so passionate about it. And I love it with everything in my being. And so there are a couple of reasons why I personally don't like / feel guilty taking time off. First of all, I just enjoy my work. I like it. And you almost get kind of crazy with it. The more you enter into the self-help and entrepreneurial space, it's just like Gary Vee, man, all the way, hot dog. But another element, and that's cool. I like that. I'm glad that I enjoy my work. But the bad side to that is the guilt that comes with taking time off, like I'm doing something wrong. And it's so hard for me to shut my brain off. So hard. And I wanted to kind of skip the normal interviews and hold off on those for a minute and just connect with you today because we are in middle of Christmas break holiday, if you were listening to this in December 2018. And this is the time where most people take some time off and are with their families and all that. And so I wanted to just share with you my process and frustration and just be authentic and real about feeling guilty, taking time off, and just some different ways to reframe it and think about it that I hope will be helpful for you. And this is a work in progress for your girl here, okay? So I do not have this down pat, but let's work on this together. So feeling guilty when you rest. If you work too much, okay, and that's a different gauge for different people, but if you are just working, 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 you're going to start to feel anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, And there's a reason for this. It's not because you're doing anything wrong in your business, or you're on the wrong path, or the universe is against you, or anything like that. It's that we are designed first as human beings. And human beings, their genetic makeup requires times that we take off, requires rest, sleep. It requires breaks. It's just part of our makeup. And I am not the most scientific gal in the world, but there's so much research on rest and sleep and how that affects our productivity. And so when we start feeling this anxiety and overwhelm and frustration, I know I've dealt with that so much this year. I know so many of you guys deal with that too. It could be a sign that your body is just freaking tired. Okay? We can know that. And as big picture people, we're like, yeah, I know, I need rest. But how do I stop my mind? How do I stop this natural tendency towards guilt? Well, I wanted to kind of spin this conversation of, instead of why you should be doing this, why you should be doing that, and again, throwing more guilt and shame on you, instead talk to you about what you're accomplishing by resting. Because we're driven by accomplishment. People like us, type A, we are driven by, okay, I accomplished this. So this is what you can accomplish by resting. You like this? This is good. First of all, you accomplish clarity. Clarity, because when you step away from something and stop crossing your eyes and you get away and you go outside and go for a walk or spend some time with your family or engage in something that has nothing to do with your work, you'll come back with fresh new eyes and you will be amazed by the clarity you have on your project. I cannot tell you how many times I've been frustrated with something. I'm like, oh, I hate this. I don't know, blah, blah. And I'll leave and I'll go do something. I'll come back and I'm like, oh, well, this is what I need to do. It's crazy. So you will accomplish clarity by stepping away from your work and taking a break. Another thing that you will accomplish is you will accomplish creativity. You'll be able, again, to look at it with new eyes and put a new spin on it. And the best work is that is more creative, that comes from a place of life, that is heartfelt, that is authentic, that is all real to you. And how can we produce real and authentic work when we're not tapping into the real and authentic human level of ourselves and engaging with that part of ourselves? We are not computers, okay? I love my computer. I will walk around with my computer and a little pillow and sit my computer on a pillow. I love it. I'm amazed by what we can do with technology and media. It is just such an amazing tool. However, we are not computers. We are not the internet. We are not social media. We are flesh and blood and soul and raw human being. And in order to make our work mean something and make it more impactful, we've got to tap into that human element of creating. And that requires us to be human beings sometimes and walk away and do some things outside of this screen, outside of our phone. And I don't like this, y'all, because like I said, I love this work, but it is the truth. And it's amazing how much better you feel when you do this. Another thing that you will accomplish by resting is you'll make better decisions. I know I make a lot of emotional decisions or decisions just off the whim. I'm very like, bling, bling, rabbit. You know, there's a rabbit and chase it, and there's a light and chase that. And it's very difficult. Again, that goes back to that clarity thing, to stay focused on what you need to stay focused on and not just jump ship and try different methods when you are just kind of going into zombie land in front of the computer. So you make better decisions when you rest. You are also more productive. You are way more productive because you're happy, you don't have anxiety, you're not frustrated, you're rested, you're more creative. You actually are more productive. So what are you accomplishing when you rest? You have better clarity, you have better creativity, you make better decisions, you produce from a place of life and tap into that human element that everybody is so desperate for online. And all of that makes you more productive. And I wanted to leave you with this one last thought. If you're still struggling, if this is still a hard idea for you, and this concept has really changed my life in the sense of it's rewired the way that I look at work and rest. About a year ago, I was thinking about rest and how sometimes I don't feel rested even when I take time to rest. And it's like my brain is boom, 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 like again, all over the place. So I'll take time to rest, but when I come back, I don't feel rested. And I didn't know why. I was like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm taking time off. I'm stopping at a certain time and all this stuff. And then I started realizing that my rest still involved a screen, that I would play on my phone or watch TV or whatever. And none of that's wrong. Like, y'all know I'm binging Walking Dead right now. Let's not even talk about it. Like, I'm into that. That's cool. But when you go from one screen to the next, your brain never really has time to just chill. And again, we're not computers and we weren't wired for this. So I started realizing that real rest needed to involve away from screens. And this is just me, y'all, okay? But getting outside, going on a walk, going to an event and hanging out with real human beings, just being intentional with getting away from screens altogether, reading a real book, not on your tablet, small things like that. So really engaging in what real rest is and stepping away from glowing screens. And the other piece of that is not only resting really well, but working really well. Because just because I'm harping on rest right now does not mean I am not passionate about doing great work and sticking with stuff. Y'all know that I am. But what we do is we mush and squish those two worlds together so much that there's not really lines there. There's not boundaries there. And what ends up happening is we don't really do either. We're not really working and we're not really resting. We're kind of in this zoned out state of I'm on Facebook a little bit and then I'll work on this project a little bit while I'm DMing somebody and then I'll work on this project while I'm texting someone else. And it's like half-hearting all of it and we're multitasking the whole way and we're not really segregating our work and being more intentional with our work and with our rest. Like, I'm going to sit down and work 2 hours. That means turning Facebook off. That means putting your phone away. That means focusing on what you can focus on. And you end up accomplishing so much more. And so when it's time to rest, you can actually fully rest because you're like, man, I actually got some stuff done, you know? And then when you're resting, you don't have to be constantly have all this stimulus hitting you again with Instagram and email and all this and just reminding you of all the stuff that's left to do. We've got to draw strong lines and boundaries with work and rest and do them both well. Work well, rest well. And that's going to look different for everybody. That's the beauty of humanity is we're all so different. But I wanted to just bring these ideas to you that you're actually accomplishing something when you rest. And we have to really tap into what real rest is. I hope you enjoy your rest, your holiday, your vacation, whatever it is, whether it is one afternoon or whether it's a full week, whatever it is, and wherever you are, please take a minute for yourself. Tap back into the human side of you and what makes you come alive. I love you. I am in your corner. If you are interested in joining a mastermind for the new year, we are putting together a mastermind specifically for content creators to help them produce better content in less time, put systems in place, get a content calendar together, actually be ahead of schedule in content creation. If that is something you need for the new year, check out the link in the show notes and you can sign up for that. I love you guys in your corner. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.